I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, back to you.
All right, Woody. Yeah, that was...
It's mutual.
Yeah, it was mutual. Skip goes, I don't want to be back. Just take your year back. And they go, okay. We'll get somebody out. You know what? There's only there are only 30 of those jobs, right? 30, if I'm not mistaken. 30 Major League Baseball teams. So those jobs.
It doesn't make it a good job.
But no, but a lot of guys are going to take it.
It can ruin you, though.
Can ruin you. You may not get another chance to be a.
True.
I think this guy, so he went 62 and 100. They're saying four or five teams might be interested in him to be their manager.
Yeah, but I mean, the Marlins aren't going to get anyone that's like established. Like, nobody with any credibility is going to want that job.
Nobody that's used to like coming in where the team spends a lot of money, yeah.
What do you like when you interview these guys? You say, well, we have a really good marketing department, and the Ohtani thing happened here.
No, that's not.
Do you sell them on that?
No, you got to sell them that your minor league system's really good and you've got some really good guys and we think we got a Tampa Bay thing going on here and we're really excited and I did the Tampa Bay thing and I think you can help me and we can do it together here. That's what it is. Question is, which of those guys that you've watched play the last 3 or 4 weeks do you think are going to be a big part of next year's roster? That's really both guys pitching as well as everyday players. All right, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on a wild, wild Friday night game. One of the wildest. And usually, by the way, that's a game the Canes lose. And they're able off that wild roller coaster ride from the first drive to the last drive. I mean, seriously, they fumble the first one right off the bat. Haven't turned the ball over that much. Right off the bat turn, and they turned it into 7 quick points. And then you got a chance to go up. You score 2 quick touchdowns, and now they turn it over. You got a chance to take a 2-score lead, and you throw an interception. I mean, it was that way. Oh, I'm starting to feel good. Oh, then you start to feel real bad, and you go, oh, yeah. I mean, it was crazy. What a crazy, crazy game. Cam Ward, he turned it over 3 times, and yet I got to tell you, man, he was really good. Usually somebody turns it over 3 times, Woody, you don't win without the guy. How many guys in the country, their quarterback and in that game, turn it over 3 times and can make enough plays to help you score 38 points and win the game? Cam Ward did it in that game. Threw for 343, threw 4 touchdown passes. 57 more on the ground for another touchdown, and they needed every one of them, including that last one, that last drive. Yeah, I'm not really worried about the offense. I'm not, even if the protection, it wasn't what you wanted across the board. And listen, I give Virginia Tech credit. They were really good. They were physical. They got physical with the Canes. They matched them, if not more. I was disappointed with the defense. The friggin' tackling.
There were a lot of disappointing things to come from that game. I mean, Joe, Miami got outplayed for the most part.
Yes.
In that game. I mean, you know, whether they deserve to win or not, people are split on that thing, right? That final call was,
well, that doesn't matter.
Tricky, but I mean, it doesn't matter anyway.
Because,
but you're right.
Let me check.
No, they won.
Because I had, it says 5-0.
But the great news is, man, you're able to find a way to get that win, and hopefully they can make some improvements. Because they got significantly outplayed in a lot
of
areas.
So can I just open up another can of worms here for everybody? There are going to be a lot of close games in ACC.
Well, yeah, I would think so.
If you thought what you saw,
not an easy trip to
outside
go up to Cal.
Before we got to the ACC, I see. So, and I think Cal's limited on speed,
probably.
And I just think. Yeah, but
their fan base can be really excited, man. Game day's going up there. I don't know if they have any fans, but if they do, they'll be excited.
Have to take shots. Now, you know, I don't take shots at your school.
You do all the time.
Take shots at my school. We got game day coming for the first time.
It's very exciting. Then you get a week off, and then you got Louisville.
Who lost a close one to Notre Dame.
Louisville's pretty good.
Louisville's got a good team. By the way, Clemson.
Clemson looks better.
I got to tell you, if Clemson somehow wins the ACC with no transfer portal, God bless him. I got to tell you, he is going to throw it. Dabo Swinney's going to throw it in everybody's face, like all the rest of you schools, Alabama and Georgia, listen to me. I just won the ACC without going to that stinking transfer portal. How do you like that? All the guys I recruited, that's what we're playing with.
I just want to let you know, Brett McMurphy just put out his updated college football bowl projections.
Yeah.
He's got Miami in the third slot there in the playoff.
We got it. We got it. He is, he's sold. He sold on.
Aren't you?
On everything going down here.
By the way, he's got Clemson in there as well. I think the ACC gets two teams. So let's, you want me to, can I give you the playoff field here that he's got, Joe? You see what conferences these teams are coming from?
All right.
So you got Alabama at one, Ohio State at two, Miami at three, Iowa State at four. Then you got Georgia, Texas, Tennessee. Right? So that's one,
so he's
two,
got
three,
somebody
four
beating
SEC.
Texas. Okay.
So he's got four SEC teams in the top seven, and Penn State, Oregon, both Big Ten. Then he's got the Clemson team out of the ACC, and then USC at 11 out of the Big Ten. And then UNLV as the group of five there.
Yeah. They did okay without their quarterback, huh?
That's a weird story.
That's a strange one.
But look at that, man. You got SEC. You got Big Ten very heavily represented in there.
Listen, SEC was never going to sign off on this playoff deal if they didn't have a chance to get a whole bunch of teams in. Right?
Well, after watching Alabama and Georgia, wouldn't you want to see that game
Texas,
a couple more times?
Who am I missing? Those three, who's the fourth
Tennessee.
Best team? Tennessee looks good, thank you. Ole Miss.
Probably we're in it until... I don't know if the ACC gets two teams in, though, man. Like, he's got two in here. I don't know.
No, that's not a slam dunk. I agree. I agree. By the way, Georgia just beat the dog out of them. Oh, God. You don't think Georgia's going, hey, no, don't put Clemson ahead of us.
Yeah, because those teams, I mean, theoretically, Miami or Clemson will end up with a loss, at least another loss, right? Because they can meet in the game there in the championship game. So,
let's just do this. If you're University of Miami, let's just focus on the West Coast trip. That's all. That night game that's got all you guys working a little bit late.
What does this do for you? He's got Miami playing Texas on January 1st in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. And he's got Texas as a 10-point favorite.
Yeah, he's doing that. I mean,
I got to admit, though, that'd be fun, man, for a quarterfinal matchup.
Who
take on Texas and Atlanta?
Yeah. I hope we get there, man. That's going to be fun. That will get your fan base revved up if we get there.
Yeah,
but we played one ACC game. I love Mr. McMurphy, but we played one ACC game, and we damn near lost. So let's just let's hold off.
So he's got Alabama playing Georgia one of the semifinal. Then he's got Ohio State and Texas in the other one. And then he's got Alabama playing Ohio State in the final.
Yeah.
With Ohio State being a half-point favorite.
Yeah. But I'll tell you one thing. The Alabama, that wide receiver, that 17-year-old wide receiver.
Good.
Holy smokes. Somebody forgot to tell that guy that he was in high school here not too long ago. He's freaking ridiculous. Hey, Woody, we've...
I'm looking through this thing. I don't see... He doesn't have FSU projected to be in any of these games for some reason.
Oh, there's a shot.
And I'm looking all the way at the bottom here, man. We got the Idaho Potato Bowl.
What time did that game take place? I didn't see that. SMU quietly in Dallas just...
I don't know if it was quiet if you were
drilled
FSU fan, but...
All right. Hey, did you watch any of the game?
The FSU game?
Yeah.
No, I don't watch FSU.
Oh, that's right. You do nothing.
Why would I do what I'm a hate watch? Like, they're already terrible.
All right, listen.
Nobody likes it more than Brian Monroe, by the way, when those guys lose.
Is Monroe County like that, too?
Oh, man, does he gets thrilled when they lose.
Okay, well, listen,
we've been doing a lot of losing, so he's in good shape here. I think they have Clemson this week, don't they?
I don't know. I haven't looked. Do you mind if I go to break, though? Sure. Here, you got a lot of things on your mind this morning here, I tell you that. We got South Florida Chevy dealers on our mind every day here, too. Boy, I'll tell you what, when you start looking at what South Florida Chevy dealers have put together, best overall products we have ever had. We got some new looks coming, by the way, at the end of the year. The word on the street is a new Tahoe is going to be coming out here soon for everybody that's part of the Joe Tahoe family. I love my Tahoe. I do. I'm a lifer for Tahoes. Suburbans, Tahoes, to the midsize Traverse, even the Trailblazer, the Equinox, and the Blazer. So much style and substance. I get to sit and talk about the big guys, the Suburbans and Tahoes. A couple years ago, added more space with that new look that's been a big hit, especially for people that are doing a lot more family traveling these days and staying away from the airport. Suburbans and Tahoes are just what you need. Right over to Silverado Trucks, by the way. Strong, durable Silverado trucks. When I go in there and I see in the showroom all the different Silverado trucks, I always think, man, they got a truck for everybody, don't they? GM tells me, yep, that's kind of their deal. It's like you need a full-time working truck to the family truck, anything in between. They make a truck that's absolutely perfect, newer used with low mileage. It's perfect for you. If you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, we've got convenient locations all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and get ready to take some test drives and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning. Can't wait for tonight. Big, big early season game with under the circumstances of Tua being out and the unknown of Tua and when Tua will be back to Skylar Thompson hurt. And now basically down Tim Boyle, I guess, again, be the backup to Tyler Huntley, who's been here a couple weeks longer than Tim Boyle's been here a little bit longer. But those are going to be your starter and backup, and I guess Skyler will be the emergency quarterback tonight, which I'm guessing sounds like his ribs aren't close to being ready. So, and we'll see what Mike McDaniel puts together for this game tonight, game plan-wise, to give us a chance to win. But listen, man, this thing's got to happen with everybody. It's got to happen on special teams. It's got to happen on defense, getting some more takeaways, setting them up on a short field. And I don't know how, but you got the best player in football in Tyreek Hill. I didn't say that. The Madden game said that. The player said it. Tyreek Hill has got to get the football. Somehow you got to get him the football. Jaylen Waddle gave him a new contract. Somehow got to get these guys. Can't just say, it's not fair. You know, Tyler hasn't been here. Well, listen, man, you've got to have some. Got to catch them, get them isolated in one-on-one situations, and find a way to get those two guys targets tonight. Got to throw it their way. And a running game would be nice as well. Then our question is, what's going to happen to left tackle? Whether it's Kendall Lamb, the veteran that's done a nice job as a backup tackle on this team, or got a second-round pick that's looked really good. And you see the upside that he's got a chance to be a really good starting tackle in this league for a while. Do you play him tonight? Second round pick. Does he get a chance to play? So the unknown. And the other side of this is Tennessee hasn't been very good. They just, we can put it zero ways, but you turn the ball over eight times in three games, it's just, and you get sacked. It was 15 sacks before, the second most in the league before yesterday's games. He's been under pressure. They make a change on the right side of their offensive line, at least one that we know of for tonight. Said it's got to get better. And so I'm sure, by the way, I'm sure Tennessee's going, hey, we got the Dolphins, man. They're playing their fourth guy. The fourth guy they just signed is the guy they're going to play. You know, Tyler Huntley. So Tyler can run a little bit, so I'm guessing there'll be some chances for him to take off and run tonight. So here we go. Jonnu Smith, see if we get him involved in the game. Is there a lot of two tight end sets, three tight end sets tonight as well to try to get the running game going? I think Raheem Mostert's back, along with Devon Achan, who's been a big part of this offense. And then the other part of this, is this just going to be about Jason Sanders tonight and Nick Folk, who's off to a great start too? Hasn't missed an extra point or just had a couple field goal attempts. I'll be there, folks. I'll be there watching. I have no idea what to tell you. By the way, I tell you what, Friday night was a wild, wild game. One of the wildest games I can remember. And I know the Canes were favored by a couple of touchdowns in that game, but boy, I'll tell you what. Virginia Tech flat out outplayed them in certain ways there in that game. But even though they didn't tackle well, didn't block well, turned the ball over three times, found a way and got a little help on the reverse call on the Hail Mary, but score 38 points. You turn the ball over three times, you still score 38 points. Your friggin' offense was at again pretty damn good. Anyway, we're going to talk to Mario Cristobal. That's coming up next. We'll talk about injury. Reuben Bain, could he be coming back this week? We'll have all that for you coming up next. Stay with us.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.